I'm Christine Harrisser.
And I am Bernhard Ziemek, and this is Short Take, a German Films podcast.
Edward Berger was born in 1970 in Germany. He graduated from NYU's Tisch School of the Arts in directing in 1994. He gained experience working for the US independent production company Good Machine, including films by directors Ang Lee and Todd Haynes. He wrote and directed his first feature, Gomez, in 1997.
In 2012, Edward won the prestigious German Grimme Award for his film A Good Summer. His film Jack was invited to the competition of the Berlin International Film Festival and received numerous awards.
Edward directed 5 episodes of the first season of Deutschland 83, which premiered at the Berlin International Film Festival and aired to rave reviews on Sundance TV as the first German television show ever to be released in the US. Not only did it receive several awards, it was also sold around the world.
At the 2017 Berlinale, Edward was named one of 10 Europeans to watch by Variety magazine. He directed all 5 episodes of Showtime's limited series Patrick Melrose with Benedict Cumberbatch in the lead role. In 2019, Edward received a BAFTA for Best Limited Series for the show.
His feature film All My Loving played at the Berlinale in the Panorama section. The limited series Your Honor, starring Breaking Bad's Bryan Cranston, will debut on Showtime soon.
Edward is currently in the early stages of working on an updated version of All Quiet on the Western Front. We spoke with him via Zoom for this interview.
Hi, Edward. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We are going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun.
Wonderful.
Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current state of mind or mood in 3 words?
Relaxed, excited, and energetic. It's all contradictions, though.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
If I have the time, then it's really reading. I unfortunately don't have that much time, and then it's mostly writing.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Ice cream.
What is the favorite job you've done?
Favorite job I've done? Oh, that's really hard. They're all babies in a way. I would say it would fight between my movie Jack and Patrick Melrose. The movie Jack, because it was basically a return to the roots, where I thought, okay, let's go back to making movies the way we used to make them. Very small, very independent, very just our own story, and do whatever we want and shoot however we want and however long we want and reshoot and everything. It was basically like a big production for 600,000 euros. We budgeted in a way that we were able to, you know, do it the way it was really perfect. And keep redoing it until we were happy. And Patrick Melrose, because I've been wanting to do it for 25 years, and that book, it was my favorite book, and that book landed in my lap was a major, major present.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Humor. I was torn. But I think fun.
Who are your real life heroes?
I would say Paul Thomas Anderson, James Gray, Barack Obama, Spike Lee.
So this is the second time that Paul Thomas Anderson was mentioned, actually, at this question. Very interesting.
Well, great filmmaker who does his films the way he wants to, and every few years he makes one, he writes them himself. So a true hero. James Gray the same way.
If you weren't a writer-director, what would you be?
Hotel owner.
Which real-life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would like to be able to eat as much as I wanted to and still look great.
That's a first, and that's actually a really great one.
Yeah, just eat, and enjoy it, yeah.
What is the last book you read?
It's called West Coast Blues by Jean-Patrick Manchette. Jean-Patrick Manchette is a série noire writer from France. I think he wrote in the 70s and 80s. And he wrote these hard-boiled crime stories that, you know, very much feel like a Jean-Pierre Melville movie.
Which brings us to, do you have a favorite literary hero or heroine?
It's very tainted right now. Well, yeah, Patrick Melrose. But let's maybe ignore that one. It's very tainted right now because I want to make a movie based on the book All Quiet on the Western Front. And there's a character in there who's called Stanislaus Kaczynski, who's very pragmatic about war and who has a talent of smelling danger and always finding food, even when there isn't any. It's all about food, I realize.
What is the last movie or TV or series that you saw?
I just rewatched Come and See, the Russian war movie.
Do you have a favorite German film or series?
Well, let's take The White Ribbon. Does that count?
Absolutely. What's the last podcast you heard?
I heard a podcast called Winds of Change. It was very popular in the States. And it's about, just hold your breath, it's about the scorpions. And it was based on a rumor that the scorpions, you know the song Winds of Change, right? Which was a major anthem about the fall of the wall and the glasnost and basically the end of the Soviet Union. And it was a huge hit in Western Europe, but also especially Eastern Europe and Russia and Ukraine and East Germany and so forth. And there was a rumor that the Scorpions gave a concert in Moscow in just before the fall of the wall. And the year before, they tried it with a bunch of other bands. And they failed because Russia pulled the plug. They didn't want them there. It felt too rebellious and so forth. And that year, this manager who was a convicted, this manager who managed Bon Jovi, managed the Scorpions, managed Motley Crue, managed, I don't know, Skid Row, all these heavy metal or hard rock bands from all over the world. And he was caught being a major drug dealer. And then somehow he didn't go to jail. He started traveling to Russia every week and trying to organize his concert. And then somehow he got it done. And then the Scorpions wrote the song. And the room, basically, long story short, the rumor is that the CIA organized everything and they wrote the song for the Scorpions and to infiltrate and influence a spirit into the East.
Oh my God. I really need to check that out.
Yeah.
What do you like most about yourself?
That's a unanswerable question. I only know what I don't like. What do I like most is maybe an ability to kind of edit or sort of filter down to what I really want to say with something, like a certain concentration that makes me concentrate on one point that I want to bring across with a film or whatever I'm doing. If that doesn't sound too presumptuous. Yeah. I'm trying hard to concentrate on that one point.
So the next question should be easier because it's, what do you dislike about yourself?
Impatience.
That was quick and easy. What is the last thing you regret and why?
That's a really difficult question. And something recently I don't really regret.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Really good cheese.
And do you have a life motto?
I tend to, if I look at the films I make, I tend to flock towards a theme that is centers around liberation. Sort of to liberate you, to finding your path and liberating yourself from the pressures and the predetermination that is sort of put in place for you and to liberate yourself from that and trying to find your way. So maybe that's kind of a motto.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're getting a little bit dark for the last question. How would you like to be remembered?
I'd just like to be remembered by, you know, the people close to me as someone who paid attention and listened and cared for them. And if I'm really lucky, maybe for a couple films. I don't know. You know, I think, you know, in the end, that doesn't really count.
Well, a little bit. So that was it. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was fun.
Short Take is produced by Christine Harrisser and Bernhard Ziemek on behalf of German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide.
To find out more about Edward's work, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes and help us get the word out, like, comment, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.